I always enjoy having guests from this show about Majestic each year because they are the true harbingers of summer for theater in Cincinnati. And joining me for an interview is Tim Perino, the executive director of the show about Majestic. Welcome, Tim.
Hello.
And Roger Pilley, manager of communications and development for the show about.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, 2013, you're bringing musical and comedy to the riverfront, as you do every year in such a wonderful way.
As always.
And there are five shows this season, so let's first start off with the shows themselves. You're going to be opening on May 15th with a musical called Forever Plaid.
It is. I love Forever Plaid. What can you say? Four young kids from the 50s, and it's really a fun little take on those 1950s, 1960s songs where someone has gone to heaven and is looking over their loved ones from having had a terrible teenage car crash. But in this case, it's done with a little humor, a lot of sweetness, and they sing some of the absolute great four-part harmony tunes you ever heard, from Chain Gang to Perfidia, and it's all done with just a little bit of a sweet tongue-in-cheek and a real, real tribute to the era and the nostalgia of the era, the 1950s.
Which I think is going to just play fantastically to the audience down there. I think the show is going to look great on the showboat stage. And those great harmonies that are so key in Forever Plaid, I think they're going to bounce off those showboat walls really well. It's going to play really well down there.
And, of course, a lot of plaid.
And a whole lot of plaid.
Oh, that's the big thing at the end. If they do their concert well enough, in heaven they get to wear their plaid jackets.
Now, moving on, opening on June 12th, this is the first comedy of the season, and this is a true Neil Simon classic, The Odd Couple.
Well, showboat's all about classics, let's face it. And there may not be still, I think, a funnier play than Odd Couple. It is so good and so famous because there are so many moments in iconic American humor situations in it, whether it's the original play or the movie or eventually the TV series. We still love Oscar and Felix. And to watch them in their original form on this great old boat is a perfect way to spend a summer's comedy evening.
Who are doing the roles of Oscar and Felix? Who are our honors going to?
Well, I know that Josh Steele is
Felix,
yeah. Mike Hall is playing Oscar, and the two of them are good pals. To see them, and they're also extremely funny guys, so to see them bounce off each other should make for some pretty fantastic fireworks. So those Neil Simon, those great one-liners are going to zing out of their mouths very, very well. It should be a real treat for everybody.
Well, and we've got two of our real staple comic actresses in Eileen Ernest and Tori Pate as the miraculous pigeon sisters, the British sisters who they invite down for dinner in one of the great funny scenes of all time. Really a great show for the second show.
Now, going into July, we're going back to a musical on the showboat, a musical that's been there before and is appropriate for a showboat. No, not showboat, but Big River.
Big River.
The next best thing to doing showboat is doing Big River, sitting on the Great Ohio River. It's going to be a fantastic show. We have done it before. In fact, all of these titles that we've actually done before. But Big River is going to be particularly fantastic. It's big. The music is glorious. Directed and choreographed by Matt Wilson and music directed by Michael Kennedy. It should really be one of the standouts of the season. And again, July on the Ohio River, I can't think of a better title to be down as you're sitting on the showboat enjoying a nice summer experience.
And out there in Radio Land, if you don't know the show, it is a musical version of Huckleberry Finn. It's got tremendous music in it by Roger Miller, one of my all-time favorite 60s songsmiths. From great spirituals to fun novelty numbers to great storytelling tunes, and all done with that Roger Miller twang that fits this show perfectly. And on a little tiny showboat on a big, big river, you just can't beat the whole conglomeration of things that make for a great evening.
And that's the fantastic thing. I mean, obviously, when audiences, as they're approaching and coming on the boat, and then sitting down, in some ways, the pre-show starts from the minute that they park their car. And at intermission, walking out and enjoying the nice summer's night and the breeze down on the river, it couldn't be a better place for it. And I think it's really going to make for a fantastic spot.
How many actors will be on the stage at the showboat for Big River?
I think this is 23 people. 23 is a huge cast for the tiny little postage stamp stage at the showboat. So it'll have a full-bodied feel and sound. And it's very epic, and it's really exciting.
It makes sense to have a choreographer slash director, someone who can move those bodies in and out easily, and Matt's going to do a great job with that show, bringing in all those characters in and out.
And then moving into August, on August 7th, you'll open a play by one of the great comedy playwrights of the 1960s, 1970s with Woody Allen's Don't Drink the Water.
I love this show. It really is a very, very funny play. Kind of takes us back to that whole era of the 1960s when the Cold War was going on and the tensions. And it's set in a American embassy in a communist country in the 60s. And so there's a lot of great jokes going back and forth that are all sort of political in nature as well as sort of romantic in nature. Way back when we did this the last time, it was wonderful because the fireworks from the Reds game went off one time. And one of the guys on stage said, "Well, those darn Reds." And the audience laughed, thinking he had made a mistake and referred to the Reds. But then he turned to the audience and said, "I'm talking about the communists. What's wrong with you people?" So it was a great ad lib and a great moment in showboat history.
Don't Drink the Water is fantastic because it's a great script. And in some ways, only when you realize that it's a Woody Allen show do you start to hear Woody Allen's one-liners in it. I mean, some of his later shows are basically Woody Allen sort of stand-up routines. But this one, I feel like, is a great show that also has those great one-liners in it. So it's a fantastic script.
It was him actually writing a well-made comic play, you know, not just sort of, like you say, riffing as Woody on the state of the world.
Right, and relationships. Greg Procaccino is directing that one, so I'm sure that that's going to bring out another certain element of some of his more fantastic dark humor that Greg is great for.
And finally, you'll wrap up the season in September with The Showboat Follies, which is a melding of musical and comedy and review and, of course, Queen City Toast.
Our thought is to really tip our cap to the history of The Showboat. And throughout its history, it's certainly had a number of productions that had a chance to skewer local politics, local goings-on. I can't believe in Cincinnati we actually have some things in politics to make fun of. And there's nothing going on at all right now in this election year that we might want to...
It just gives a whole new meaning to the song, the trolley song. You know what I'm saying?
So I think we might be able to expect that coming out.
But The Showboat Follies is a traditional show at The Showboat, and it was done in sort of parody of the old minstrel, olio, melodrama-type shows. But done in, particularly in the 60s and 70s by the University of Cincinnati. Matter of fact, we just had some communication with a friend of ours who helped write some of those shows. And he gave us even more fun things to skewer. So he's in New York these days, so he's actually advising from afar. But this is a real traditional show with lots of great singing and dancing, don't get me wrong, but a lot of fun comic sketches. And then also, like I say, some parody and skewering of the literati and glitterati of Cincinnati.
Now, we've mentioned the Reds, and we've mentioned parking. And when you mention the Reds and parking in the same sentence in Cincinnati, oftentimes you send a shiver down people's spines. We should point out the fact that there is dedicated parking for Showboat Majestic patrons right up against the boat.
Correct. There's free, dedicated parking on the public landing directly above the showboat. I always say that, you know, it will never take you longer than 30 seconds to walk from your car to the showboat to get up the ramp and onto the theater deck, unless you're in a wheelchair, in which case, if you line it up properly, 5 seconds max, and it could shove, and you're on the boat like that. So, in other words, the parking is directly contiguous, and it's free.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Tim Perino, Executive Artistic Director of the Showboat Majestic. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
And Roger Pilley, Manager of Communications and Development for the Showboat Majestic. Thank you, Roger.
Thanks for having us.
For more information on the Showboat Majestic's 2013 season, which opens on May the 15th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.